Wes Tremaine was fully aware of his precarious position. Whatever else these six men were, they were obviously killers. He dropped his Winchester and slowly lifted his Colt from the holster and let it fall.
Now, walk straight ahead and don't do nothing foolish.
Wes walked into the outlaw camp and the five outlaws got to their feet.
Found this varmint spying on the camp. I would have shot him, but he don't look old enough to be the law.
Hell, Carlisle, he ain't old enough to shave. You should have looked around some. His mama may be out there looking for him.
Carlisle shoved him down on the ground near the two women and then bound his ankles. He was left there with nothing to do but study the captive women. They had not been bound. One of them was no more than a girl, perhaps in her late teens. Her eyes were on Wes, while the older woman appeared not to see him. Her bonnet hung to one side, and the front of her dress had been ripped to the waist. Embarrassed, Wes tried to turn away, but he couldn't ignore the woman.
Ma'am, have either of you been hurt?
The distraught woman stared ahead, saying nothing.
They murdered my father right before our eyes. Mother fought them, and they beat her, humiliated her.
Did they?
No, but they... You can see what they did, but something happened. She can't, won't talk, not even to me.
She's in shock. The mind kind of closes, shutting out the painful things we wish we'd never seen.
I didn't know what to do, what I should do.
Nothing. As long as it's light and they're watching. But we've got to escape or they'll kill us, and I don't aim for that to happen. I'm Wes Tremaine.
We're the Tuttles. My mother's name is Emily, and I'm Rebecca.
Rebecca, if they let us live until dark, if you can free my hands, I'll get us out of this.
Oh, if you only could. They have whiskey, and I heard them say they had plans for Mother and me.
I reckon they'll have to be close to drunk to do what they got in mind. Get me loose. Let me get my hands on a gun, and I'll see that you come to no harm.
I will. Oh, somehow I will.
Pierce walked up to him.
Well now, it's time he answered some questions. Who are you, kid, and why are you following us?
I'm Wes Tremaine, and I wasn't following you. I was riding this way when I found I was near your camp. I wanted to see where you were so I could pass you by and keep on riding.
Ha ha ha! This just ain't your day. You should have knowed when you seen that dead hombre you was getting in over your head. Now, there ain't but one way to silence you, permanent.
Carlisle, shut your mouth.
Wes didn't know what to make of the situation. Four of the outlaws mounted up and rode out, leaving Sellers and Carlisle in camp.
This could be our chance.
No talking!
The two outlaws fixed their eyes on their three captives, and Wes was forced to keep his silence lest he arouse their suspicions. Rebecca dared not attempt to free his hands as long as their captors watched them so closely. Then Wes had an idea.
Hey, I'm thirsty. Why don't you bring me some water?
Go to hell. You got your hands tied behind you, and I ain't about to hold the cup while you drink. I ain't your mama.
Tie my hands in front of me so I can hold the cup myself. Unless both of you are afraid I'll escape with you looking at me.
Carlisle, keep the mouthy bastard covered. I'll tie his hands in front long enough for him to wet his whistle.
Sellers loosed the rawhide thongs. Wes allowed his wrists to be bound in front of him, and Sellers brought him a tin cup of water. Wes made no move to drink the water until Sellers had backed away and joined Carlisle. He then raised the cup to his lips, pretending to drink, while spilling most of the water on his rawhide bonds. When the cup was empty, he set it down and rolled over on his side, his back to the outlaws.
Get up, Sellers, and tie his hands behind him. This was your idea.
He ain't going nowhere.
But Wes was working his wrists against the wet rawhide, and it began to give.
Sellers, you better tie that hombre's hands behind his back. If Pierce comes back and finds him like that, he'll skin you.
I'm getting damn tired of Pierce ordering me around. You think this is the army and he got all the brass?
Wes managed to free his hands of the stretched rawhide. He moved like a striking rattler, seizing Sellers' legs and slamming him to the ground. Wes grabbed his revolver. He swung the weapon as hard as he could against the outlaw's head. Carlisle fired. Wes Tremaine raised his weapon. Wes was working frantically at the thongs that bound his ankles.
What can I do to help?
Try to get through to your mother. We have to make a run for it. You have only as long as it takes me to saddle the horses.
But she doesn't ride.
She's going to this once. Both of you will ride one horse, and it'll be up to you to see that she doesn't fall off. I'll have to be free to watch our back trail.
Sellers was beginning to stir, so using the thongs that had bound his own ankles, Wes tied the outlaw's hands behind his back. Quickly, Wes retrieved his own Colt and Winchester and saddled his horse. To his dismay, he found Emily Tuttle unchanged.
Leave her be. I'll saddle a horse, and when you're mounted, I'll lift her up. You'll have to hold her in place so she won't fall.
Rebecca Tuttle said nothing, but she was game. There were no tears, and she didn't seem afraid. When Wes had the horse saddled, he helped Rebecca to mount. He took Emily's arm. The woman fought him like a crazed animal. Having no choice, he knocked her unconscious.
Did you have to do that?
No, I could have left her to the outlaws. Help me get her a straddle of the horse. We may not have much time.
Neither of the women was dressed for riding, and their long skirts were hiked well above their knees.
Just hold her in place. I'll take the reins of the horse.
Wes led out, riding south. He believed the four outlaws had business in Mobidi, and he dared not ride in that direction lest he meet them returning. He quickly learned his fears were well-founded.
They're coming after us!
Here, take the reins of the horse and keep going. Maybe I can slow them down. I'll catch up to you.
Oh, please be careful! There are so many of them!
Maybe not for long.
Swiftly, Wes drew the Winchester from the saddle boot and led his horse into a concealing thicket. Just for a second, Pierce was visible.
Get him yourself! He's killed two men with two shots!
They were leaving. Wes couldn't believe his good fortune. Leading his horse, he continued in the direction the two women had gone. He came upon them, neither of whom was on the horse.
I tried to hold her, but she took to fighting me and slid off. I just couldn't get her back on the horse. She's too much for me.
Emily Tuttle lay on the ground, her voluminous skirt up to her armpits, her mad eyes on Wes.
It's like she's lost her mind. What are we going to do?
I'm going to tie her hands and feet and tote her belly down in front of me. Then we'll circle around and try to get back to Mobidi without another fight with what's left of that bunch of outlaws.
I heard the shooting. Did you...
I got two of them. The others may have given up on us.
That was the bravest thing I ever saw. How could I ever thank you?
You don't owe me any thanks. They were aiming to kill me, and I saved my own hide. We still have to get you and Miss Emily to the sheriff at Mobidi or to Fort Elliott. If nothing else, the army can see that you're taken back to...
Ohio. But we have nothing there. My father's family disowned him when he sold everything we owned to come west.
Your mother...
is an orphan. Her parents are dead, and I've never heard her speak of anyone else. I'm afraid she's lost her mind. What am I going to do with her?
I don't know. You said your father sold out in Ohio. Didn't he leave you something?
Why do you think those men killed him? He had all our funds sent to the bank in Dodge City. We took the train that far, and after he closed out our account with the bank, he bought the wagon, teams, supplies.
The outlaws took your measure and followed you from there. If all this hadn't happened, where were you going?
South Texas. Father had dreams of owning a cattle ranch.
Emily Tuttle had calmed down, the madness having gone out of her eyes. They now seemed dull and uncaring.
Ma'am, you'll have to ride the horse.
No, Albert will bring the wagon.
My father's name was Albert.
Ma'am, Albert's dead.
No!
Ma'am, if you won't ride the horse, we'll have to leave you here alone.
While he was unable to explain to Rebecca what he had in mind, she quickly caught on and did her part. Wes helped her to mount the horse, and he then mounted his own. Not looking back, they rode away, quickly losing themselves in surrounding brush.
No! Don't leave me!
Wes reined up and dismounted. When the frightened woman reached them, he helped her up onto his horse. He then mounted behind her, and they began their roundabout journey back to Mobidi.